Hey friends, welcome to the City Hope Podcast. My name is Bobby Thompson, and I have the privilege of serving as a lead pastor. I pray that today's message would inspire you, it would encourage you, and it would also challenge you in your walk with Christ. Enjoy today's sermon. All right, you ready to jump into the Word of God? Are y'all ready this morning? Okay. All right. Just know that the first service did a good job, and I'm judging you inwardly if you're talkative today. I heard a pastor say one time, you got to open your mouth if you want to get fed. All right. And so it's okay. Have a little freedom. If you hear something you like, all right, say amen or just hit your husband real hard and get him to say it, whatever you want to do. All right. Free place here. So Joshua chapter 1, Joshua chapter number 1 is where we're going to be today. We've been in this series. We finished a series last week called Stories, and we were just kind of walking through the parables that Jesus taught, right? And so often when Jesus taught these parables, what he was doing is he was setting the standard. He was given just real life situations, and he was saying, this is how you should respond. This is how you should strive to live your life. Now, can I be a little bit real with y'all today? Okay, I love what Joseph said. He's just a real guy with real issues. And sometimes when I read parables and when I was studying for those, sometimes when I read those, I can get discouraged. And here's why I say that, because God gives us the standard, and I know how far away from the standard I am. Right? And it's like, here's the standard, here's Bobby, I'm discouraged. And obviously that's not God's plan for these stories. That's not why God wrote these stories. And he's given us these stories to kind of give us something to strive for, a goal, right? He knows that we're not there yet and we have growth to do. And so it's not about being discouraged. It's actually about, you know, hey, let's be thankful for the grace that we have, right? If this is the standard and this is me and I'm not there yet, man, I'm so thankful for that grace, right? And it reminds us of that. But I was just thinking about the last, I don't know how long we've been, 10 weeks or so as we were going, and I felt like, man, I've been preaching pretty heavy and I've been in your face and I've been pretty challenging over the last 10 weeks. And so I I'm not going to apologize. I'm never going to apologize for preaching God's word and what's in there. And we say this all the time, like here at City Hope, we're going to preach all the Bible, the hard stuff, the easy stuff and everything in between. And so, but I just felt like today I wanted to shift gears a little bit. Instead of maybe being so in your face and challenging, and I just wanted to offer some encouragement today. Maybe for some of you, it's more of a reinforcement today. And here's why I just felt this week and leading up to this week, here's why I felt this was so important. Is because what God designs, the enemy wants to destroy. What God designs, the enemy wants to destroy. And whether you know this or not, and really whether you even believe it or not, you were designed by God. You were created by God and for God. And so because of that fact, because God designed you with a purpose in mind, he wants you to make a difference, guess what? You have an enemy who wants to devour you. You have an enemy who does not want you to win. You have an enemy that the battle, no matter who you are, every single person in here that wants to live different and believe in God, the enemy is seeking you to destroy you. So what do you do? Like, what do you do in life, right? If someone was to walk up to you after church, not here at church, but if somebody got in a fight today, right, what are you going to do? You're not just going to stand there, right? Maybe some of you might take off running, but that's okay. But you're gonna have some defense, right? You're gonna block your face. You're gonna, you know, maybe some of you are fighters and you're going to kill somebody. I don't know. But you can't just stand there and take it, right? You got to have some kind of defense against an enemy that wants to destroy you. And let's not forget what Peter told us. The enemy is seeking who he can devour, right? It's not that he just wants to destroy you. He wants to devour you. He does not want you to please God. He does not want you to live your life for him. He wants you to stay depressed. He wants you to walk in here today thinking, well, I'm not like those people, and I'm not good enough, and I'm not worth enough, and those people, you know, those Christians, they do a lot better than I do. That's what the enemy wants you to believe, right? He wants you to be discouraged. Oh, you know, nobody knows about your past except for you. Maybe they know a little bit, but not as much, and he does not want you to win, right? He does not want you to win. So what do we do? When the enemy's seeking me, the enemy's here to devour me, he's here to destroy me, what do I do? What's my defense? So I'm glad you asked me that question today, because this is where we're going to learn some things from the man named Joshua. So let me invite you to stand to your feet and honor the reading of God's word. We're just going to read the first 9 verses here in Joshua chapter 1. And I want you to see if you can pick out some of the defense strategy that God gives Joshua here. Verse 1, after the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. Now Moses, my servant, is dead. Now you and all the people prepare to cross over the Jordan to the land I am giving the Israelites. I have given you every place where the sole of your foot treads, just as I promised Moses. Your territory will be from the wilderness and Lebanon to the great river, the Euphrates River, all the land of the Hittites, and west to the Mediterranean Sea. Verse 5. No one will be able to stand against you as long as you live. I will be with you just as I was with Moses. I will not leave you or abandon you. What a promise from God. Golly, that's so good. Verse 6, be strong and courageous, for you will distribute the land I swore to the fathers to give them as an inheritance. Above all, be strong, very courageous, to observe carefully the whole instruction my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you will have success wherever you go. Verse 8, this book of instruction must not depart from your mouth. You are to meditate on it day and night so that you may carefully observe everything written in it. For then you will prosper and succeed in everything you do, in whatever you do. Haven't I commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Father, I pray that you would bless the reading of your word. Use it like only you can. You know the tactics that the enemy is using in our lives right now. There are people in this room that are discouraged. They feel like life is being destroyed. They feel like they're being devoured. And I pray that today they would claim victory over that. I pray that today your Holy Spirit, your presence, Lord, that you would challenge us, you would change us, you would show us that you're in our corner and that you love us. And Lord, just use these next few minutes in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. So let me give you just a quick backstory here, okay? So Joshua, I feel like this is the best way to explain this. Joshua has been the assistant to the regional manager for a little bit of time, okay? And so if you don't know what I'm talking about, ask somebody under the age of 30, they'll help you, all right? His boss, Moses, was the regional manager. Moses dies, and so Joshua moves from assistant to the regional manager to the regional manager, okay? And we don't exactly know Joshua's whole mindset. We do know that he had a little bit of reluctance. He's like, me step into this? I mean, Moses, like, dude, this guy was a lot, and you want me to step into this? So before he died, Moses took Joshua aside, and he tried to encourage him. He was like, listen, man, I want you to know you can do this. Be strong. Be courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. You got this. So Moses pulls him aside and says all this. Well, then Moses dies. Well, then the Lord pulls Joshua aside, and he says, Joshua, listen, man, you got this. You need to be strong. You need to be courageous. Don't be discouraged. I'm going to give you the strength. I can help you through all of this. You got this. So God gives him these encouragements. Moses gives him these encouragements. And he tells him all the stuff that he wants him to do. Now, here's what I need you to do. It's a really big deal. Like, you're getting ready to lead a lot of people. You're getting ready to make a big difference. I mean, you have some big shoes to fill. But then God gives him, after he kind of gives him this encouraging pep talk, he gives him the battle plan. He's like, all right, so you're going to do all these things, but here's how you're going to do these things. Here's how you're going to be able to do all these things. Here's the defensive strategy, if you will. I want you to be strong, and I want you to be courageous, and here's how you're going to do that. And I think there's three things that I want to share with you today that God is wants to use in your life and in my life to help us with the battle plan, to help us with our defense strategy, to help us be strong and courageous every single day of our lives. Number one, he tells Joshua, seek him first. Look at verse 7, very first two words there, above all. So this comes first, above everything else, Joshua. Yes, you're going to lead people, and yes, you're going to have battles on your hands, and yes, there's going to be people frustrated, and yes, you're going to be a leader. Yes, you're going to be a dad. Yes, you're going to be a husband. But above all else, I want you to be strong and I want you to be very courageous. And then why? Why do I need to be strong and courageous? Look at this. To observe carefully the whole instruction my servant Moses had commanded to you. So the Lord is telling Joshua that the Lord must come first. First things first in your life. If you're gonna make a difference, you're gonna do what is important, it's a really big deal, you have to stay connected to me. You can't do any of this stuff without being connected to me. And the Lord tells him, look what he says. He says, observe carefully the whole instruction. Now, there's kind of some different views of what exactly Joshua was saying here when he said, be careful to listen to the whole instruction. Well, if you go back, the kind of the historical view of this is he's referencing the book of the law. So what we have today is the Old Testament and the New Testament, right? The Old Testament, the first five books of the Old Testament are called the Pentateuch, or many refer to it as the Torah, all right? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. So God gave Moses what to write. Moses writes those first five books of the Bible. And then here, he's telling Joshua, hey, you need to stay really close to those instructions that I left you. You need to make sure that above all else, you stay in those instructions. Those are what I need you to stick around. Those are what I need you to seek more than anything else. More than going out and finding the best warriors, more than going out and finding the best, you know, stuff and blessings. Above all else, seek the Lord. Now let's fast forward to today. You know how many times the Bible tells us to seek God? Over 313 times. It tells you and I today. Now that was for Joshua, right? Stay close to the whole instruction. But 313 times, God gives you and I the same exact message that he told Joshua. The same exact thing. If you want to win the day, if you want to win the war, you want to succeed in this life, if you want happiness, you want joy, you want to make a difference, you must seek me first. Seek him. So it's not accidental. It's not oops, it's just kind of coincidence. It's essential. It's essential for you and I that if we are going to live this life in a manner that is pleasing to God, that we seek him. Now, here's the truth about this. Listen. We seek what we value. We seek in our lives what we value. You want to know what you truly value? Some of you don't have to take a personality test. You don't have to ask ChatGPT, all right? There's three things that you can look at in your life to tell exactly what you value. And you may not like the answer, but if you'll look at these three things, look at your calendar, look at your bank statement, and look at your screen time. Your calendar, your bank statement, and your screen time, and it is going to tell you what you value. It is going to show you very clearly what you value. And I can say I value God's word all I want, but if I never spend any time in it, do I really value it? Now, I don't want to stand up here and act like I'm super spiritual. Let's not all act like we never miss a time reading our Bible, right? All right, I know for some of you this might be a big shock and you must be way more holy than I am, okay? But there are days when Bobby, the pastor of City Hope Church, I don't read my Bible. And I try to, not have those days, but I'm just being honest with you, there's days when it happens. Now, I'm not saying that to you so that you can tell your wife, guys, hey, Bobby didn't read his Bible, I don't have to either. That's not what I'm saying. All right, what I'm saying this, I want to encourage you in this thought that we all have to make daily decisions. What do I value? Do I value spending time with God before I go write the emails and do my business deals and send my kids to school? Do I value my time with the Lord? And here's God telling this brand new leader, above all else, this must come first. Now, again, let's bring it back home. Distractions are tough, right? Distractions are in all of our lives. There's thousands of them. There's phones, there's culture, there's jobs, there's comfort, there's opinions, there's schedules, there's family, there's friends. We're all guilty of it, right? But we must, if we're going to win this war against this enemy who wants to defeat us, it starts with seeking God's first. But it doesn't stop there. Look what else God says to Joshua. And this is, I think, even just as important as above all, seek the Lord. Look at verse 7, second half of verse 7. After he tells him, above all, observe carefully the whole instruction, look what he says. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left. In other words, you got to stay in the word. Not just seek him first, you got to stay in the word. You got to keep course. You got to stay locked in. You got to not drift away. And seeking God is not a one-time event. It's not a casual activity. I check in with God on Sundays and the rest of the week, I'm good. That's not what he's telling him. He says, stay connected to the word. Don't go to the right. Don't go to the left. Make sure you stay connected because it is a lifelong journey. And seeking him is the start. But staying in him, staying in his word is how we finish. Now, there's some words here that have to show up in our lives that a lot of us don't really love, like commitment, discipline, diligence, perseverance, right? Those aren't always words that we love to hear. But when we have those things and we stay in the word of God, we don't go to the left or to the right, what happens? That's when we start seeing blessings. That's when we start seeing satisfaction. That's when we start seeing my joy go up and my peace go up and the blessings from God begin to come in my life because I'm staying in the word. And we don't stay in God's word because we're super religious and we want everybody to look at us and because we got it all figured out. The reason why we have to stay in God's word, listen, this is gonna surprise you. The reason why we have to stay in God's word is because we're desperate. We need wisdom. I need strength every single day. I can't live Monday off of Sunday strength. I need more. I need more wisdom and I need more help, God. I messed up yesterday and I need forgiveness, God. And that's why we stay connected. Because if we don't, guess what we're doing? We're just guessing. We're just guessing. We're just drifting through life going, man, well, I mean, I think this is the right thing to do. I think this is how I should handle this situation. We need truth, we need strength, we need clarity, we need correction in our life. We don't read the Bible just to check a box, right? We read it because it's our connection to him. And it's so much more than just you and I feeling like a good person because I read God's word. I was trying to think through some of the, how do I describe what it means to read God's word? When I read God's word, what does that really do for me in my life? And I wrote a few down. I want to share it with you. The word of God is connection with the heart of God. It's wisdom for life's decisions. You got big decisions, whether it's personal or family or business or school or whatever it is. There's wisdom in God's word. It's a weapon for fighting temptation. It's a tool to help the people around me. It's comfort when life just absolutely stinks. It's shelter from pain and from lies. You know what the psalmist says when he describes a person who delights in the word of God? He says, you're like a tree planted by streams of water. That tree is fruitful. That tree is steady. That tree is unshaken. And that's who God was telling Joshua who he needed to be. And I believe this with all of my heart. That's what God is telling you and I who we need to be today. Stay in the word. Don't just seek him first. Yes, seek him first, but stay connected. Third thing we see in this encouragement to Joshua, and I think this is so vital for us today. In verse 8, he says, this book of instruction must not depart from your mouth. You are to meditate on it day and night so that you may, and here it is, careful to observe everything written in it. So in other words, don't just know it, do it. Don't just know the word of God, do what it says. It's not enough, church, listen to me. It's not enough to admire the Bible and quote the Bible and highlight your Bible and post about the Bible. He wants us to do what he tells us to do. And God told Joshua, do all those instructions that I want you to stay close to, I want you to seek, I want you to be in it every day, I want you to do what it says. You see, his success as a leader, and I think this applies to you and I today, your success as a husband, as a wife, as a father, as a mother, as a business person, your success is not about strategy, it's not about strength, it's about your submission to God's word. It really is. It's about you being obedient to what God wants you to do. And he tells Joshua, I want you to observe it. I want you to obey everything written in it. And let me just challenge you with this. Go home and read a little bit more about Joshua's story, because there's a phrase you're going to see over and over and over the next few chapters. And it says this: Joshua did as the Lord commanded. Joshua did as the Lord commanded. If we were telling your story, would it be, you did as the Lord commanded, lived as the Lord commanded? He didn't just know it. He didn't just quote it. And he had it in the back of his head, and he knew right from wrong, but did he do what God said? Over and over and over, we see Joshua doing what God said, even when it didn't make any sense, right? So some of you remember the story of walking around Jericho? You want me to circle around? You want me to play some music? You want me to scream? All right, let's go. Even when it didn't make sense, he obeyed. And guess what happened? God showed up. God showed up. So church, let me ask you, how's your obedience to God's word? Not just your knowledge, not just knowing it, but how is your obedience to God's word? Is it at the center of every decision that you and your family make? Do we say, man, we got this big decision to make. Our first step is, man, we got to seek the Lord. Above all else, we got to go here in the big things, in the small things. How's your obedience? I think sometimes in our lives that we if we're just honest here and we don't have our holy hat on today, we're just all being real, right? Sometimes we use God's word more like a salt shaker, right? It's there, and if I need it, I'll use it, but it's just gonna stay there. I'll sprinkle a little bit on it over here, but don't touch this part, right? Sometimes that's the way we use God's word. Now, I don't want to misconstrue this, okay? And I want you to understand what I'm saying, okay? The way you live matters. It matters a lot. But it matters as evidence of your faith, not a prerequisite for your faith. All right? So understand what I'm saying. We don't do what God says. We don't obey to earn God's favor. That's not why we obey. So what that means is I'm not trying to get God to direct his goodness towards me because I'm good. The reason why I obey is because I want to reflect who God is. See the difference? Like if you're just doing, you're being obedient because I need God's blessing and I want to feel worthy, then that's not the point. The point is I'm living for him because I know what he's done for me, and out of that love, out of that respect, out of that reverence for him, I'm gonna do what he calls me to do. I'm gonna be the dad, the mom, the leader, the coach, the teacher, the whatever. We cannot, church, fight any kind of battle, spiritual battle, emotional battle. We cannot fight spiritual battles with biblical knowledge that we don't apply to our lives. I had this happen to me recently, and I was reminded of my stupidity, I guess, since I'm telling you guys a lot about me today. I was riding down the road, and I didn't know where I was going, so I asked Siri, GPS, hey, take me to wherever I was going. And it got up to this stoplight, and it said, turn right. And I was thinking, that's wrong. That's not the right way to go. And so I went straight. About 5 minutes down the road, I find myself stuck in traffic. And I ended up being 30 minutes late for the meeting I was going to. And it just got me thinking, how many times in my life have I gotten the directions and decided to go my own way? How many times in my life has I read what God wanted me to do, and I read this is the right way, but I said, you know what? I don't want to take a right here. I want to keep going straight. God's word isn't just information. It's direction for our lives. And here's what I was reminded of, that you can't be surprised that you end up in the wrong place when you ignore the map. You can't be surprised when your life ends up in this, what, how did I get here? When I ignore what God tells me to do. And our obedience, not our knowledge, our obedience is the thing, it's the bridge between knowing the word and walking in strength. Your obedience to what God's word tells you, every single aspect, and the way you talk, your speech, the places you go, the things you watch, the things you bring into your life, the things you hear, like the people you hang around with, all of that matters. And obedience is the bridge between knowing God's word and living in strength and power and victory and joy over this enemy that we have that wants to destroy our lives. So Joshua's stepping into a new role. He knew he needed help. He knew he needed guidance. And so God gave Joshua the rules. But here's what I love about God. He gave Joshua all the rules. Moses gave Joshua all the rules. But guess what? It was still Joshua's decision. He still had to make up his mind for himself. And church, listen to me. Every single person in here, young and old, whether you go to church all the time, this is your first time in a long time, it's your decision. It is your decision. Are you going to listen to what God says when he says, above all else, seek me? Are you going to stay consistent in the word of God and listen to what he says and not just listen to it? Are you going to do what he says? It's your decision. It's your decision on what you're going to seek. It's your decision on what you're going to value in your life. I wish that I could make my kids value the things that I know that they need to value. I wish I could do that. And I know that there's so many times that God's probably like, man, I wish Bobby wouldn't have made that decision. But he gives us the choice, right? But if you and I, we want to be strong, we want to be courageous, we want to be victorious, you got to stay close and you got to stay obedient. You got to stay close and you got to stay obedient. What are you seeking today, church? What are you seeking? As we kick off the new school year, so many of us kind of get back into the routine, right? We've been staying up too late and eating bad and just all the stuff, right? And we get our habits back, we get our routine back, and for so many of you, you know, that's good. You welcome that, right? Students get bored. We're getting back into the routine. Well, let me just encourage you today. As we kick off this new school year and it's kind of a fresh start for so many of us, let's start right here. Let's seek God this year. Create some habits every single day in your life. Seek God. Stay consistent. You hear it all the time in like coach speak or sports, you know, just keep stacking days. Just keep stacking days. I'm going to stay consistent. And I may not see it today and I may not feel it today, but I'm going to show up. I'm going to keep doing it. And I'm going to do my best to do what God tells me to do. Live the way that he tells me to live. What habits do you need to kick back off? Maybe today is a reinforcement. You're strong in your word. You're strong in your Bible. Stay consistent. Stay consistent. Keep fighting. Don't give up. The enemy does not want you to win this battle. And as soon as we let our guard down, he's going to be there. What distractions are in your life that are keeping you from the word of God? What distractions are there? And it's not always bad stuff, right? But what distractions is the enemy using to keep you from, above all else, seeking God's word? What's one step you can take this week? One step you can take this week to be close to God's voice. As I was thinking about this, I asked Joseph wanted to end our time with a song. And I think it's so important because a lot of times when we think about this, we think about our schedule, we think about our knowledge and all of that. But I find myself so often when I fail to do what I'm preaching today, when I fail to, you know, spend every day in the Lord or stay connected, oftentimes it's directly related to my gratitude towards the Lord. I get busy, and I'm thankful, But so often my gratitude might be a little bit off because I get focused over here. But I notice when I am spending time in the Lord and I am just seeking Him and I'm trying to be obedient, it's because it comes from a place of, man, I don't deserve any of this. Like, Your grace is so good. Your love, Your mercy, Your goodness is, it's so much there for me, and I just want to give You back my life, and my gratitude is right. And it seems like all this begins to line up. So I want to ask you, how's your gratitude? Not just am I thankful for Jesus, but am I expressing it? Am I telling Him? Am I spending daily time with Him because I'm so grateful, because He's blessed me, because of where I used to be and where He's brought me? And so what I want to do is I want to just ask you all over the room just to bow your heads and close your eyes. And just for a few minutes, we're getting ready to leave. We're going to go. You're going to have a great day, great lunch and all that stuff. But I know that there's some in here today that God's speaking to your heart. And sure, this message today, the message to Joshua, this was a guy who was already following the Lord. And maybe for some of you in here today, that's just not you. But you're here for a reason. You are not here by accident. God's calling out to you, hey, it's time for you to step into a relationship. It's time for you to give your life over. It's time for you to do what I've been calling you to do for some time. If you're ready to give your life to Jesus today, you can make that decision today. That's why we're here. Maybe you're here this morning and you've just gotten away from spending time with the Lord. Busyness, distractions, and God's calling you back. Hey, new school year, it's time to get some healthy habits. It's time to get back into that routine. It's time for you to, hey, you got too much going on. I want big plans for you, and you can't afford to not spend time with the Lord. And God's calling you back today. For some of you, today's an encouragement. You've been obedient. You've been striving. You've been fighting that battle. God's saying, don't stop. You may not feel it, you may not see it, you may not know it, but don't stop. Keep battling. Maybe, just maybe today, our gratitude needs to take a step up. Maybe today we've realized that, you know what, without Him, without what He's done, sure, I've made a mess of this thing. Whatever it is today, church, I want to just give you this moment as we sing. Maybe you just want to sing this song. Maybe you just want to listen. Maybe you just want to pray, spend some time with the Lord. You need to talk to someone. Our pastors are here. We'll be up here in the front. My wife and I, we've got some of our prayer team here in the back. You need someone to talk to today, to pray with you. Would you be obedient? Don't just hear what it says, do what it says. Father, I pray that each and every one of us would heed these instructions that You gave to Joshua. As our lives can get so distracted by so many things and even so many good things, recenter us, refocus us, God. Get our gratitude back in the right place so that we can seek You first, we can stay the course, can obey Your word. Thank You, Jesus. Our heart's cry today is thank You. Thanks again for tuning in with us today. We would love to connect with you, and the best way to do that is through social media or go straight to our website. God bless you and have a wonderful day.